Hello, this is Bert Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Father, for your word, your spirit within us, your hand on us. And we thank you, sir, as we look in your word, we know that results are available to us in line with your will. That's why it's so important that we know your will and understand your will. And as we look into different types of prayer and continue in that series, Father God, we want your understanding, your knowledge, your heart, as we end this year and move into the next one. And we thank you, Father God, that you will share your revelation with us. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, as we look at December 31st of 2019, where we are, we're moving into a place, an older devotional called God Calling, not Jesus Calling, this was God Calling, called Between the Years. And we're moving between the years and leaving behind what's happened in 2019 and moving toward what's happened in 2020, what will happen in 2020. And I can't think of a better prayer to talk about on this particular day than the one we're going to be looking at. But we've said there are different types of prayers, and we said our key scriptures are Luke 18:1, that Jesus spoke a parable that men ought always to pray and not to faint, or not to cave in, never to give up, not be faint-hearted, but always to pray. Then we said in Ephesians 6:18, Paul writes, praying always with all prayer, or all kinds of prayer. Goodspeed said, use every kind of prayer. Amplified Classic, with all manner of prayer. So we've looked at a lot of different types of prayer. And as we close out this year, let's look at the prayer of commitment. That's found in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 and 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Now, we've gone into great detail about this, that God wants us to cast our care, our worry, our anxiety, the frustrations, the fear over on him. But it's important to understand that if you and I are trying to carry those worries, those different things in our mind, that we're in pride. In fact, we'll start with verse 5 in 1 Peter 5:5 from the Amplified Classic. Likewise, you who are younger and of lesser rank, be subject to the elders, the ministers and spiritual guides of the church, giving them due respect and yielding to their counsel. Clothe or apron yourselves, all of you, with humility, as the garb of a servant, so that its covering cannot possibly be stripped from you, with freedom from pride and arrogance toward one another. And that's what it means to humble yourself. For God sets himself against the proud, the insolent, the overbearing, the disdainful and presumptuous, the boastful, and he opposes or frustrates and defeats them. But he gives grace, favor, and blessing to the humble. Therefore, here's verse 6 now from the Amplified Classic. Humble yourselves, demote, lower yourselves in your own estimation under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting the whole of your care. Listen to this. I'm listening to it. You listen to it too. All your worries, all your anxieties, all your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Different care there, two different words there. One meaning the worries, anxieties, and concerns, and the other meaning a loving care for you. So it's important to do this, to humble yourself, and you have to do this yourself. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he will exalt you. And see, let him exalt you, not exalt yourself. And the way we do that is by casting all our care over on him. Well, somebody has told me, I've said this, and other people have said it. Well, I'm not worried about it. I'm just concerned. I remember years ago, a Bible teacher saying this, a friend of ours, she said, concern is a nice word for worry. Oh my, concern is a nice word for worry. So it's important not to worry. You know, we can, I've heard this so many times before, that we need to have a sound mind. that the Word says that we've not been given a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And a sound mind is not a worried mind. It's a mind that's free from care and anxiety. Because fear and pride try to keep us bound up. But faith and humility sets us free. Because faith and humility are the truth. Psalm 37:5 from the Amplified Classic says, "Commit your way to the Lord. Roll and repose each care of your load on Him. Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident in Him, and He will also in Him, and He will bring it to pass." So I've got to roll my care over on God. And that's so important to do. And notice it said back in 1 Peter 5, verse 6 and 7, that you do it in the Amplified Classic. It says, once and for all. So I was thinking back in June of 2011, I tried to do this before years ago. And in June 2011, I just recommitted myself to roll all my care over on Him. Now, does that mean I haven't been tempted? Oh, I've been tempted. But you know something? Hey, I've overcome each time. And you will too, so that you're not worried. I remember as a child sitting in a home one time and watching this lady, and she was so nervous and fearful and depressed, and she just sat there and was just tormented. I didn't know how to deal with it because I was a child, and my parents didn't know at that point either. And they would just try to pray as best they could to try to help her. But she was so wrapped up in it. You know, we don't have to live that way. We don't, and all of us have been tempted, and many have given into the temptation. We don't have to live that way. We don't have to worry. We need to share our worries and put them over on God and let Him take care of them. Matthew 6:25, therefore, Jesus talking, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? So we take no thought. We give it to Him. And he goes on to say, and you read those verses through verse 34, and you'll see this, how clearly that He wants us to seek His kingdom first. In verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Verse 34, what I was trying to get to, therefore take no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So it's more important to us not to take the thought. And one way we don't take it is by saying, take no thought saying, what shall we eat or what shall we wear? That's in verse 31. Take no thought saying. I encourage you to read those verses. I'm not going to take the time to do that today because I want to look at a couple other scriptures. But take no thought saying. We worry when we say it out loud. One person said, worry is like a rocking chair that keeps you busy, but it doesn't get anywhere. You know, the Bible says in Psalms 127, verse 2, it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for he gives his beloved sleep. Praise God. He gives his beloved sleep, and he can work on things while you're asleep. Hallelujah. He gives his beloved sleep and rest. Finally, I want to read one of my dad's favorite passages of scripture. I guess it was his favorite. Philippians 4:4-8. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful. There's that word care again. Taking out the care. Don't take the care saying. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep or guard or mount garrison, one translation says, around your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, think on these things. Whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, if there be any virtue or praise, think on these things. And those things are Jesus and His Word. Amen. So we need to refocus ourselves on the Word. I remember when my son was very small, he didn't worry about anything. He didn't worry. What do you have to worry about? Everything was taken care of. Not every child is in that situation. But if we think about that as children, we don't know to distrust until we're taught that. So we trust in our mother or father to help us through situations. And I remember we would look up at the clouds and see the clouds going by. He and I would talk when he was really, really little. And I would talk about God and how God takes care of us. And see those clouds up there, you know, God, they're just floating around. And that's what we need to do when we have Jesus in our heart. Just float around. Just let God help us. And that's what I want you to do. I want to encourage you to humble yourself right now and under the mighty hand of God and cast all your care once and for all. If you've never done it, and if you have done it, just repent and say, God, I give those cares to you. I continue to thank you. You've got these cares in Jesus' name. Let me just pray a prayer of faith here, pray a prayer of commitment as we move into the next year. Father, I thank you for your love and goodness. You care for this believer with love and affection and the agape, unconditional love of God. And I pray, Lord God, that they and myself, we will continue to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God so that you exalt us in due time. And the due time is now, because now is today is a day of salvation and faith is now. So we humble ourselves before you. We can't handle any problems and challenges. And all those from the previous year, 2019, we give to you. And now we move ahead between the years. We move ahead into what you have for us. And we thank you, Father God, that as we do that, we will continue to keep all worry, anxiety, fear, and frustration over on you. And we'll continue to think the right thoughts, the thoughts of your word, of your love, and of your goodness. In Jesus' name, we commit this upcoming year to you, 2020. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.